Going to begin with developing plans for the long-term future of the railway line that runs through Chapel Hill and Carrboro. UNC still uses that line to bring materials like coal to its power plant on West Cameron Avenue, but with UNC slowly transitioning away from coal, some local stakeholders are trying to turn the line into a pedestrian and bicycle greenway. That includes State Senator Greg Meyer, who was among those on hand last week as the Carrboro Town Council signed off on a measure of support for the plan. Here's Meyer speaking with town council member Eleazar Posada.
Is there some kind of realistic timeline that we, I mean, I'm not asking for anything specific, but something more that we can say, this is not in 2 years, this is not, there's a process. I know that you've mentioned it, but I want to make sure that I have a response for folks when I know that I'm going to get the comment of like, this is coming, and I want to be able to say, we're working on it, but, you know.
I will say that I never say any timeline shorter than 10 years. And we don't even know if 10 years is the right number.
Yeah.
Because our friends at the university have to be the first mover, right? They have to make the energy transition first, and they don't have a timeline for that. And I'm not going to ask them to make a commitment to that timeline in front of you tonight. But I think that is a really important thing to make clear in our communications with the public is this is in, there is an order of operations here. You can't shut down the rail line until they're made the energy transition. And you can't do the rail line development until you shut down the rail line. So we got to go through the steps.
And State Senator Greg Meyer speaking there. Carrboro Town Council has no meeting this week, but the Hillsboro Town Board meets tonight at 7. Board members will get a presentation on plans for the future of Route 70 in Orange County, with a focus on public transit and pedestrian and bicycle safety. And the board will also discuss their legislative goals for the General Assembly this year. You can get a link to the full agenda, plus more details on last week's Carrboro Town Council meeting and the plans for that rail line on our website, chapelboro.com. Elsewhere in local government, Orange County has just opened up a new 24-hour recycling drop-off site located at the Jones Ferry Park and Ride lot west of Carrboro. That takes the place of a previous recycling site at University Place Mall. That one had to close as part of the ongoing redevelopment there. Now we head to campus, where the UNC Chancellor Search Committee met for the first time last week to begin the process of finding a replacement for ex-Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. System President Peter Hans addressed the committee about the goals and the process.
I want to express our sincere commitment to hearing from the widest range of voices within the Carolina community and beyond as we consider the right traits and priorities for UNC Chapel Hill's next leader. The campus has already launched the Chancellor Search website, where updated information will be posted throughout the process. We'll have many open listening forums, an online survey for public input, and ample opportunity for members of this committee to hear directly from key stakeholders about their hopes and their concerns. Our goal is to successfully complete the search by the end of the calendar year. While it is far more important to get the right person and adhere strictly to a timetable, I'm confident we can work thoughtfully and efficiently toward the goal of my recommending a nominee to the UNC Board of Governors before the year's end. And this should be a moment of immense pride for Carolina, a time for this community to take stock of its strengths and its needs, consider the possibilities and the challenges ahead, and look forward to the future with excitement and confidence.
That's Peter Hahn speaking there, and thanks to the News and Observer for the audio. The Search Committee's next meeting is set for April 16th. You can get more info at chancellorsearch.unc.edu. Finally, some good news from campus on the medical front. Starting today, UNC Health is easing visitor restrictions at hospitals in the area due to a decline in respiratory disease as the winter draws to a close. No more age-based restrictions as of today, but visitors with symptoms of respiratory disease will still be prohibited from inpatient areas and waiting rooms. It is 6:16, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Going to begin with Carolina men's basketball through to the Sweet 16 after an 85-69 win over Michigan State in Charlotte on Saturday. With your recap and a look ahead, here's 97 on the Hill's Michael Coe.
No matter what happens next, UNC won't play another game in North Carolina or even the Eastern time zone this season. Next up is a trip to Los Angeles. And if the Tar Heels win twice there, Phoenix. Carolina fans always travel well, but the team likely won't be able to enjoy the de facto home court advantage they had on Thursday and Saturday in Charlotte. That edge proved critical in a slow start against Michigan State on Saturday, as the Spartans raced out to a 26-14 lead midway through the first half. But with the crowd urging the Tar Heels on, the team rallied and eventually won the game going away. The crowd advantage was especially apparent to Harrison Ingram, who spent the previous two seasons at Stanford and hadn't appeared in an NCAA tournament game.
Coming from a school that didn't have as much fans as UNC, I mean, most schools don't. We have the most fan attendance in games, but it's I can't state how much how that helps us. Home games today, even today, I mean, it felt like a home game. I felt like I was in Dean E. Smith Center. You know, the energy that they bring, you know, we went down 12, and without them, we wouldn't be able to come back.
And even for postseason veterans like RJ Davis and Armando Bacot, it was the first time they'd played an NCAA tournament game in the state of North Carolina. Davis said the strong turnout was inspiring.
Our fans, they brought the energy. There's a lot of Carolina blue in the stands, and we really relied on their energy today. And I think that really made the difference. And because like when you're playing in the home court, kind of like a home court vibe, it feels good. And you got the crowd on your side, crowd cheering for you. It just makes you want to play harder and execute well. So I love playing in Charlotte. I love playing in North Carolina because it felt like we was playing at home.
Though the Tar Heels won't be playing in the Tar Heel State again this season, Davis and Ingram can both return and play in front of Carolina Blue crowds next season. That privilege does not extend to Bacot, who is in true win-or-go-home mode throughout this tournament. A loss will end his college career. The big man admitted he was as nervous as he's ever been before tip-off against the Spartans, but calmed down once the game began. Afterward, he issued a call for all Tar Heel fans to make their way westward.
We need everybody in the Carolina Nation to go out there to Cali. We need a huge showing from all our fans because we'll definitely need it.
But even if Bacot and the Tar Heels face a hostile bunch of Angelinos, he said that's not a problem. After all, 15 of Carolina's 29 wins this season have come on road or neutral courts.
We play great too when nobody's cheering for us and everybody's booing us. That's another side of us that we like too, so we won't mind it either. But Carolina, we got the best and biggest fan base in the world, and we know they'll show out because we travel well.
Crypto.com Arena in downtown Los Angeles will be the site of Thursday's game. Whether it's the site of another Tar Heel takeover remains to be seen. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Get more coverage of the game on our website, chapelboro.com. UNC's next opponent will be the 4-seed, Alabama. They took out 12-seed Grand Canyon last night, 72-61. Last time they met was that epic 4-overtime game back in November of 2022. Crimson Tide narrowly won that. Carolina will get a chance for some revenge this week. If UNC wins, their Elite Eight opponent will either be Caleb Love in Arizona or fellow ACC rival Clemson. Well, the Carolina men's season is still going. The season is over for the Tar Heel women as UNC got blown out by top seed South Carolina in the second round yesterday, 88-41. Alyssa Usby led the way with 12 points, but she was the only Tar Heel in double figures. UNC shot less than 24% for the game and made only 15 total shots. After the game, head coach Courtney Banghart reflected on her team.
You know, I think just resilience. I mean, I think we knew coming into this game, we've got no scholarship cards off the bench. At South Carolina undefeated, we knew it was really going to be a challenge. And these guys just continued to lean in and showed resilience all year long. I wish they didn't have so much adversity to go through, but that was their walk, and they walked it with pride.
UNC wraps up its season with a final record of 20-13. Elsewhere in UNC sports, Tar Heel baseball team swept Georgia Tech over the weekend, extending their home winning streak to 23 games, second longest in team history. UNC softball also beat the Yellow Jackets, taking 2 of 3 in their series. UNC women's tennis fell to NC State, but rebounded to beat Wake Forest. Tar Heel men's tennis also got a win over Boston College. In lacrosse, the Carolina men gave up a 6-goal lead and lost to High Point 12-11, but the women beat Louisville 18-12. They're hosting top-ranked Northwestern at 4:30 this afternoon. UNC gymnastics team tied for third at the ACC championships, with Lolly Decanoidze taking first on bars. In the pool, UNC diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño repeated as NCAA champion in the 1 and 3 meter women men's springboard. And on the mat, UNC's Lachlan McNeil took sixth in the NCAA Wrestling Championships at 141 pounds. Finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes had a mixed weekend, losing 7-6 in a shootout at Washington, but then beating Toronto 2-1 at home. Canes are back on the road tomorrow, facing the Penguins in Pittsburgh.